This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. King Charles III is fairly safely ensconced on the British throne now. Public support for the monarchy fluctuates around 60%, at least in Britain. The king's tenure is not so secure in the 14 Commonwealth territories where he still reigns. Six of them, including the two biggest, Australia and Canada, would definitely vote to ditch Charles if given the chance, according to a recent poll. Politics and national pride are the main factors in the growing disaffection with the monarchy, but money is also playing a part, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
On the day King Charles was crowned in London, there was a parallel ceremony some 3,000 miles away in Ottawa.
Today is a momentous day for Canada as we celebrate the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III.
Fire! Meanwhile, in Australia...
God save the King!
God save...
Australians sang the British national anthem, but despite these official displays, enthusiasm for the monarchy seems to be waning in Canada and in Australia, says Sandy Beyer of the Australian Republic Movement.
The idea of inheriting the position of Australia's head of state is really out of step with Australian values.
It's out of step too, he says, with Australia's economic interest to have a head of state who's not actually Australian.
You'd expect them to be standing up for Australia's interests in trade delegations, but instead, our head of state is out there advocating for the interests of one other country in particular, who are sometimes in competition with us.
In other words, the UK. In Canada, Tom Frieder of the Citizens for a Canadian Republic feels the same about having a Brit at the pinnacle of his country's political system.
On what planet does sharing a head of state with another independent country make sense? It just doesn't.
For him, ending the monarchy is primarily a political matter, removing a humiliating relic of colonialism. But he says finance is an issue too.
When the Queen visited here, her most expensive visit was $1 million per day for a 10 or 11 day visit. That's an exorbitant amount of money.
But with a homegrown head of state?
We'll probably have fewer royal visits. It'll be cheaper. It definitely will be cheaper.
The monarchy cost Canada around $43 million a year, less than half what it cost the Brits. But Franco Terrazzano, an advocate for taxpayers, says that's still too much. Take last year's trip to the Middle East by the monarch's Canadian representative and her entourage. He claims it cost $60,000 just for in-flight catering.
They were enjoying beef Wellington with ragu. They had stuffed pork tenderloin. Now, I don't know about you, I've done quite a bit of flying, and when I'm on Air Canada or WestJet, I can't even get beef Wellington flavored chips, let alone beef Wellington with ragu.
But of course, presidents can live as high off the hog as monarchs. Meanwhile, supporters of the monarchy in Canada and Australia insist their system provides a stable, unifying, non-partisan head of state. And that, they say, is priceless. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.